This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott.
Flying is the worst one because people come back from flights and they tell you their story. And it's like a horror story. It's they act like their flight was like a cattle car in the 40s in Germany. That's how bad they make it sound.
Right.
They're like, it was the worst day of my life. First of all, we didn't board for 20 minutes. And then we get on the plane and they made us sit there on the runway for 40 minutes. We had to sit there. Oh, really? What happened next? Did you fly through the air incredibly like a bird? Did you partake in the miracle of human flight, you non-contributing zero, that you got to fly? You're flying! It's amazing!
That's a comedian, Louis C.K., with Conan O'Brien, arguing that the miracle of human flight should be the only thing on your mind while you're in the air. Still, if you've ever felt crammed into a seat and grumbled that flying is not what it used to be, you have a point. Since the deregulation of the airline industry in the 1970s, both seat pitch, that's the official term for what most of us think of as legroom, and seat width have measurably decreased, leading to crowded conditions in economy class cabins. But is it a human rights issue? Well, one organization says yes. Paul Hudson is an attorney and a public interest advocate and president of FlyersRights.org and joins us now to explain the proposed Flyers Bill of Rights. Paul, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Well, thank you for having me.
So Flyers Rights has petitioned the government to create regulations for minimum seat pitch and width. So what are the ideal measurements?
Well, we're asking that there be standard minimum regulations for seat width and for passenger space. The seats that we have now were designed in the 1950s, and the average person has gotten bigger, and the average person has gotten older, and the seats have gotten smaller. So for now, the average man's shoulders are wider than the seats. What we are looking to is to have the seat width and space, first of all, not be a safety hazard. Secondly, not be a health hazard because blood clots are becoming more common with cramped seating. And thirdly, of course, that we have at least a minimum level of comfort.
How many people have signed the petition so far?
We have approximately 30,000 people that have indicated support. And we filed a formal rulemaking petition with the FAA at the end of last month. And they have 6 months in which to decide that. And in the meantime, we're asking for a moratorium on any further shrinkage because the airlines are now more aggressively than ever actually shrinking seat size.
And a passenger's Bill of Rights has been stalled in Congress since 1999. What sort of conditions are listed on that bill?
Well, there's probably about 20 bills that have been introduced over the years that call themselves Bill of Rights. We issued our proposals back in 2012. One thing that we did propose that did get enacted in 2009 was what's now called the three-hour rule. The airlines used to keep about 250,000 people a year confined on the tarmac. People were being confined as long as 10 or 12 hours. And under the three-hour rule, they cannot go over 3 hours.
Well, I do certainly hope that your bill goes forward for more space, certainly. But is having more room on an airplane really a human right?
Well, we have regulations for animals on planes. They're required to have a certain minimum amount of space. We have regulations for prisoners, but we don't seem to have any regulations for able-bodied passengers.
Well, when I do think of human rights needing protection right now, I'm thinking of, you know, refugees drowning on boats in the Mediterranean. It does seem on some level that having the proper amount of space during flying is a bit of a luxury problem.
Well, I suppose you could consider it, but if you look back in history, when we had no seat regulations or we had no accommodations regulations generally for long-distance passengers, we go back to the time of the Titanic. And then we had what was called steerage class. And I'm afraid if we don't get some minimum regulations now, that's where we're headed.
But you are pointing to more room is available if you pay more money, even in economy class. How much more money on the average to sit in a space with more legroom?
It can increase your airfare by 50% for maybe getting 2 or 3 inches. And it's not always available. if you go to business or first class, which isn't necessarily available on some airlines like Southwest, for instance, that has the largest number of flights, then you're talking about fares that are 3 to 5 times as much.
Paul Hudson, how tall are you, by the way?
I used to be 6'1", but I've gotten older. I'm probably just about 6 foot or a little less.
Still a challenge sitting in an airline seat in economy class, I imagine, for you.
You know, it is uncomfortable. I mean, particularly when you're in the middle seat, and it's more than uncomfortable for many people. About 10% of passengers now are over 6'2", or they weigh over 250 pounds. And for those passengers, the only way they can fit is if they encroach on other people's space.
Well, Paul, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Paul Hudson, he's president of FlyersRights.org. That's an organization petitioning Congress to pass a Flyers Bill of Rights. You can find more about them at wordofmouthradio.org.